Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the second installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me are Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
This week is going to cover the events for the week of August 24th. On a side note, there will be no show next week, as the Puzzle Warriors are swooping down from Asgard down to Midgard to trash the Isle of Hispaniola to enjoy cigars and rum and sunshine and swimming pools and all the food they can eat, just like they were partying hard at an Asgardian meat hall.
That's what we do next week. That's what we do.
All right, things that by the time you listen to this will be kind of done, but we're going to try and cover everything by the week anyway. Deadpool dailies for that week were Monday was a Red Vision. Tuesday was the super sweet Black Panther. Wednesday was Blue Magneto. Thursday, Black Storm Mohawk. Friday, Black Luke Cage. Saturday, Blue Rocket and Groot. And the week ends up with a Purple Spider-Man. I was super stoked about the Black Panther and the... Well, I guess that was it, because I have everything else. But what do you guys got?
I think it's hilarious that the three black characters that you mentioned all have their black powers. So I thought that was funny.
I didn't notice, but that is funny.
Other than that, I was I didn't get Mondays for the first time in a long time. I was super tired, and I played it once, and I made it to the final part of the big enchilada. And mm-hmm. and I lost to the final four characters, and I was like, yep, screw you, game. Screw you, the Vision. I only have one of you, and as far as I can tell, you're not very good. I hate you, and I'm not playing anymore, and I went to bed.
Yeah. I like the Vision. I really am trying to like the Vision, but yeah, he's difficult. He's just hard to work with. Yeah. So you're not missing out on too much.
Good.
Yeah, I like the Vision in the comic world, but... Man, don't think he's very good in the game.
It's not working for me. But yeah, I was super pumped to get my Rage of the Panther cover last night, and to find out that my Black Panther wasn't as maxed out as I thought. So I was living it.
Sweet.
I thought I was at 5.52, and that was going to put me to 5.53, but I was only at 5.42. So I've got room for another
Rage of the Panther coming.
Absolutely.
I had room for zero black for Black Panther. Five black.
That's a good life. That's 500 free ISO.
He is fantastic. I am really looking forward to the upcoming Rocket and Groot, because that will max out my Rocket and Groot.
Ooh.
Yeah. And yeah, that's about it. I'm actually starting to hit a few that I already have maxed out. My Storm is already maxed out. Luke Cage will be nice because, yeah, I have no black for Luke Cage, so that'll be nice to have.
That'd be a good way to start, and I could always use another Magneto, too.
And Jab Jab Cross is amazing. But we'll get to that later.
Right.
Story event this week. The week starts out with Oscorp Heroic, where for the max amount of points you got a black Iron Fist.
Hooray.
And first and second place in the event total got you some Carnage.
Who cares?
And 3-150 is the even less useful Sentry, because, man, I hate me some Sentry. The story event following this will be Prodigal Son, which is the Sentry event. 34,000 points in there gets you Green Sentry. 1-2 place is Red Star Lord. And 3-150 is the Gray Suit Black Widow for the week.
Oh, nice.
She would be nice, but yeah, Sentry is such... I mean, I just got rid of him. He is awful.
I have deleted him so many times.
See, I'm just too far into him to give up on him. Because he's like... I think I have him at 4-4-4.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, so I just don't know what to do. It's either... There are some buddy people that I feel like they should be better, but they're just not.
Level, is he usable?
I don't know. I haven't pumped him any ISO into him.
Oh, okay.
To get him up to a usable level, but I suspect so. He might not be that high. I might be thinking of the Hood, who I have at 4-4-4, and I also have difficulty utilizing appropriately.
I mean, I guess if you team him up with Dakin and Patch.
Oh, people
since
who
they can
heal
constantly
themselves?
Heal themselves.
Yeah, sure. I don't know, because I see the computer use him. I mean, obviously, because they don't care if they blow themselves up, but at least his red and green powers, they use them to great effect. At the higher levels.
But they only have to fight one match.
Right.
That's always the changer.
But if I can sneak him
that
in there
true.
For a
if I'm
match.
Going up against the computer with Sentry, I do focus on him first. I really want him out of their team.
Right.
I mean, he has to go down first because he's just, he hurts everyone.
Right. But I do have him at a decent number of powers, and eventually I'm going to boost him and try to figure out how to use him to better effect. So we'll see. It's also because of my other podcast that I am part of. I feel like I'm obligated to always play the Prodigal Sons storyline.
Sure.
So I end up with plenty of Sentry covers.
Sure.
All right. PvP events for the week. It started out with Made Man, which was the Vision feature. You got the Yellow Vision at 800, Black X-Force Wolverine at 1,000, and the Yellow Female Thor at 1,300. First place in the event got you Blue Ant-Man, and spots 2 through 100 were Kamala Khan covers.
Mm.
Did anyone place anything remotely well in that?
I put no effort into that. I don't care.
Not
for
at all.
It's back-to-back people that I don't enjoy. Again, I only have one cover of Vision, and I don't care for him in this game, and I can't get on board for Kamala Khan either. I love her healing ability, but otherwise, she's just a dumb character. She's got good powers, but man, is she dumb.
Yeah, I really hate the cartooniness of the animation. I would have been really interested in getting the Black X-Force Wolverine, but 1,000 points in the PvP, I've never done that.
That's a pipe dream for me as well.
It's a ludicrous amount of PvP.
Every time you get out near 900, you start losing faster than you can gain any points. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I would love to sit and watch someone who can plow through that and see what the heck kind of squad they're putting out there that never loses points.
Probably a squad that they paid for.
I was going to say, if you have time and you look in our Longbox Heroes Facebook group, one of our fearless leaders, Angry Salad, posted a, by interesting article, I mean irritating article about slicing and shielding and maximize, you know, in order to get these high rewards, and why are this, you know, the same people always the top people. And oh my God, the work that goes into it is exhausting. Just reading about it, I can't even imagine coordinating what it takes to be number one in this game.
All right. The second PvP event is Teenage Riot, which is the Kamala Khan feature. You get a green Kamala Khan at 800, the yellow Ant-Man at 1,000, and yellow X-Force Wolverine at 1,300. First place is yellow of the brand new Falcon America, or Captain Falcon, whichever you prefer. And 2 through 100 is the red Steve Rogers Captain America.
Mm.
So that will be coming up
right now.
Might have started for some people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, currently I'm at 162 in that. I haven't really played it too much. I can't say I'm overly interested because the red Captain America, I already have maxed out.
Right.
So not very useful. That and, like we said, Kamala Khan, just not my favorite character.
Yeah, I have not even started that event at all, so I've been focusing on the storyline this week. Season update. Season 28? No, 18. That's the number.
Yes, that sounds better.
18 has gotten underway. And this time, the Shield Simulator 2,000-point prize is a red Ant-Man, which I'm going to try to plow my way through the simulator to get to that Ant-Man cover.
Right. Reasonable. Worth it. Ant-Man, pretty solid character.
And again, I still have a dream in my head of teaming up Ants. With squirrels.
Right.
From Squirrel Girl, and then come up with some other character to throw in the mix there and summon a bunch of critters.
Keep the dream alive.
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand your fascination with Squirrel Girl. I have the same problem with her that I have with Kamala Khan. I just don't care for the character. It looks cartoony.
But her powers are way better.
Yeah, in the game, like, I understand.
Anyway, she's a talk for another day. Speaking of Falcon America.
Yes, Captain
did anyone,
Falcon.
I like Falcon America.
Okay.
If everyone takes a look at him, first glance, you have to power up with the yellow first to get your protect tiles, but man, then that red power gets absolutely ludicrous at high levels.
Sure. We'll break down real quick for anybody who doesn't have him or only has one cover. His three powers are his yellow power, his Wings of Liberty power. It is a protect tile generating power, 14, 18, 26, and 42.
Well, 10 at level 1.
10, yeah, 10 at the start. And how many does he create?
All the yellows.
All the basic yellows
all
turn
yellow,
into.
Yeah.
That's outrageous. I'm just aghast already. So that is an enormous amount of protection. That's just...
Right, compared to Captain America. I don't remember what he starts off at level 1 as the protect tile level.
I don't know,
but
he makes three. And they're,
exactly,
they
three.
Take forever to generate enough AP to pull it off.
I think you can get four of them at max, can't you?
Maybe. I don't have it at max. I'd have to read. I'm sorry. Yeah. Aerial Avenger. This is his blue power. This is a passive power. Let's see what he does. Whenever his team makes a blue match, Sam Wilson generates a friendly special tile.
It's the same as the Falcon's yellow. It's the crank up.
Oh, he boosts your tile by 22 points.
Right.
Fantastic. I love that power.
And the level 3 one version of that is nice because it also reduces one of your countdown tiles by one, assuming you want that.
Right.
For some characters, that's bad.
Right. But still, that's excellent. And he boosts two at the... Okay, that's a great... So he gives a passive boost at blue, making yellow shields with yellow, and with red, he looks like he is dealing an unfair amount of damage. Possibly an unnecessary amount of damage at the higher levels. He does a base damage of 559 damage plus 84 for every friendly protect tile. That is, at level one, that is a gratuitous amount of damage.
Which, as we said, is every yellow tile on the board after he uses that power.
Right. You get, 8-10 of those going on there, then you're doing an awful lot of damage for a level one power.
Right. And, this just increases incrementally with each level to the point where when he maxes it out, he's doing... far more damage than any character has hit points that I know of.
Yeah, the math works out that if you have that red at level 5 and he is at max level, you are doing 7,346 base damage plus 1,109 for every friendly protectile, which can be a ludicrous, plus add on whatever kind of strike tiles and attack tiles you may have going on.
Right, getting boosted by 20, 40 points. Yeah.
So Falcon America dive bombs you for 20,000 points of damage all at once.
That's outrageous. Dizzying amounts of damage. Dizzying amounts of tiles. He seems like a truly formidable 4-star character.
Yeah, it looks like he could be fun once you get him going.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that plays out. All right.
Did any of you score him in the last story?
I did. I have the one blue cover. That's just what I was going to ask.
Yeah, I think that's all I have. Let me see if I can... find him. Oh, right, it's under Sam now. I was trying, it's not in alphabetical order.
Correct. They're all Sam Wilson now.
Yeah, I got the blue power.
Okay.
Which is the passive, which...
It was useful in the storyline. You had, he was one of the possible characters used in the current storyline that just finished. What with the Oscorp.
Right.
Well, I guess it hasn't finished. It's still going on.
It is mostly finished. Well, mine is mostly finished.
It finished for me because I got the black Iron Fist, and that was all I was in it for.
Yeah, I agree. That's also why I was playing it, because, man, I love me Iron Fist.
Oh.
New topic this week. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
No, I was going to lead into this.
Oh, okay.
Because the three of us have discussed this at length.
Yes, I think we have. Well, we clearly have different philosophies on this.
Right.
Recruit tokens. Stockpile them or spend immediately? I am of the spend immediately family. You guys do different.
We do, and I do it for multiple reasons. I run two accounts. One is on my cellular phone and one is on my computer because you can't transfer them for whatever reason, at least the way that I do, because one is from a mobile app and one is through Steam. So I just sometimes I have free time and I just have access to my phone and I like to play a little Puzzle Quest. Long story longer, I stockpile on there because I am in a really mediocre clan and I do not have, and I don't play very hard on my phone like I do on the computer. I have very few hero points, and I see no point in opening covers and risking getting people that, multiple new characters that I can't bear to be without, and then have to make the hard decisions of cutting people when I could rather just hold on to the recruit tokens and then open them when I do have enough hero points to open up a new slot if I get so fortunate. And then on the one where I play a lot, I stockpile because it has turned into a sickness for me. Like, I don't want the characters in that anymore. I just want the tokens. The tokens are the reward. Seeing that number over 99 is better than opening them.
I think, see, that was way more, you started off and you had so much logic behind why you stockpiled, and I was going to contrast with, I have no logic behind it whatsoever, I'm just lazy, and I never go click on the tokens, but then you dropped your logic on the second half completely, so.
It did, because it was totally different, it's a totally different scenario. At first, I did it because I don't grind very hard, and I was tired of being the only person who didn't get to open a 10-pack. So I would just save up 10 taco tokens and be like, yeah, I'll make my own 10-pack. Screw you guys. And now it's, like I said, it's just become this whole thing where I don't like it. I don't like to see a number smaller than 50 in my recruit tokens, or else I just stop. However, I did go on a bit of a bender, both on the computer and on my phone, because I had, on my phone, I had acquired so many because I generate so few hero points. I opened up 12 savory tokens and 13 sweet tokens all in a row, and it was Craig levels of awful.
Wow.
It was only of the 25 two-star taco tokens, four of them were three stars. Everything else was a two-star. And of the four 3-stars, two of them were ISO.
Oh, my.
Wow.
So two of them were ISO. One was something decent like Steve Rogers, Captain America, and the other one was something terrible like a Ragnarok. I was bummed out.
So whenever I get above 99, it starts bothering me because I don't know how many there are. So I'm constantly like looking and seeing and... So I got up to 116, and I figured, all right, I'm going to turn in, like, 66. I just sat there in one time and turned in 66 covers, and I got 0 3-stars, 0 4-stars. It was nothing but ISO.
Yeah, I've played that game. Way back when I first started playing this game, I went through a period of time where I had more ISO than I knew what to do with. Like, I don't know, 300,000 or 400,000 ISO, and I had no characters that I could level. So I spent all of my ISO on recruit tokens.
Sad.
And then I opened, I don't know, like 100 of them all at once and got absolutely nothing worth having except more ISO back.
And like half the ISO that you had spent.
Right.
Oh, not even half. I mean, right. Way worse than that.
Right.
But yeah, I spend my tokens as soon as I get them. A, because I always need ISO. And B, because I don't know, I like to see if I get characters.
I understand. Sometimes I feel like I'm rewarded for opening them immediately, and it makes me spiteful towards my own system.
So when I first started, somebody, I don't know, it may have been one of you, somebody told me that you get better results if you open like 20 at a time.
Yeah, and that Craig. Is Craig's a dirty
completely
liar.
False.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... There's no way that's true, but I think at that point, that's when I started hoarding.
Right. What I do now is I expect such poor results that I don't, you know, necessarily set a number limit. Because when I say, all right, I'm sitting down and I'm opening 30, no matter what, I'm just opening 30. I open until I get a 3-star, and then I stop, because I know I'm not going to get a second one.
Sure.
But, right. Yeah, so you're right. It was, I had a very good reason on the phone, but I've got, everything's gone mad. As far as the Longbox Hero Alliance game that I participated in with you guys, I have no logic. Nothing left. No sanity.
At this point, though, I've wanted to quit because I swear to God the game is just going to taunt me until I recruit that new 1-star Spider-Man. Because I have, no kidding, have gotten 29 1-star Spider-Man covers since they introduced that character like a week and a half ago.
That's wow. Fantastic.
So I got him maxed out. The 13 covers... I had like 16 covers, I think, so I maxed them out the way I wanted with red and purple, which are his big powers. And I leveled him up. I used the ISO to level him up, and he is useful. He is, I mean, for a 1-star, he is, I enjoyed playing him. And then I got Captain Falcon, and I ditched Spidey in order to keep the Captain Falcon. So it wasn't worth it, I don't think. But I'm curious to see if you get them and use them with your Venom 1-star to do the Deadpool dailies and see what you think, because I enjoyed them.
Yeah, if I ever get enough hero points that I can recruit him and not get someone cooler, I will team him up with Venom, because at least they can both share the spider web tokens.
Right.
Yeah, and he gets crazy more powerful the more web tokens you put out there. Every
right,
power
and
he has.
Yeah, and then if you got those combined with Venom's Black, that's an insta-kill.
Right.
Because Venom's Black is ludicrous to start with, and then you combine it with web tiles all over the board, and it's...
Right.
I think it just kills you outright.
Right, I agree, if you have five or more.
The only problem is they both have purple, so I don't know how much you use Venom's stun power.
Yeah, almost never.
Okay. Because Spidey puts multiple critical tiles out, so very useful.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, if it's 6 web tiles and then Venom eats you whole, no matter how many hit points you have.
Useful.
Yeah, he's an instant one shot. All right, speaking of tokens and cashing things in this week, did anyone get anything good? I think the best thing I got this week was the probably the Black Panther from the event from the Deadpool Daily this week.
I think I got a thing.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah, I got a green thing.
I do not have the thing.
Yeah, I also do not have a thing, so that's pretty sweet.
Yep.
The only thing that I got from my token cash-in was an Iron Fist Black.
Oh, which good then... times.
What's that?
Good times.
Yes. And so the combine that with the other Iron Fist Black that I just got today from the storyline, and that maxes out my Black for him. So
nice.
He's becoming useful.
Yeah, he's moving on up.
Yeah, I've got mine up to 142, and it's 155 at the moment on the powers. So if I can get a couple more green, I will be good to go on the Iron Fist.
Nice.
All right, Ian had briefly mentioned it earlier, but we are somewhat affiliated with the soon-to-be-named Podcast Network. Ian, do you want to discuss the Podcast Network?
Oh, the soon-to-be-named podcast, which is home to such podcasts as
illustrious podcast
as the namesake for our very own clan, the Long Box Heroes, a weekly podcast where they discuss comic book related topics. There is Podvocacy, a pop culture themed podcast. There is the Prodigal Sons podcast, which can be
Ian,
which features me. And honestly, it can be summed up as everything and nothing. We talk about everything and absolutely nothing all at the same time. I don't know how it's possible, but we do. We also have a, I'm blanking and now I'm ashamed. We've got Dadstractions, which is, how new and continuing fathers keep themselves sane when they're not raising their children. And, I'm totally blanking. Oh, the Parlance and Fresher Show, which is a podcast. And by podcast, I think it might be something other than that. It's on YouTube, not on podcast. You watch it, you don't listen to it. Well, you do both, but it's a visual component. And I am ashamed to say that including the Prodigal Sons podcast, which I am on, I have never listened to any of them, so other than the descriptions I have been given, and I don't remember what Parlance and Fresher do, although I know they do it well. They do have a segment called Netflix, I believe like Live Streaming Roulette, something like that. They randomly pick a movie off of Netflix, watch it, and review it, and that is excellent. So I believe that is everything, and now the mighty Puzzle Warriors 3 Marvel Puzzle Quest podcast is now available as part of the soon-to-be-named network in our mighty Marvel manner. So please check out the network, check out all the shows, and look for more exciting crossover events. As we continue to develop, maybe we can have some other members of our alliance join us here in Midgard.
Absolutely.
And now, Willy's Character of the Week!
Oh, right.
Come on, Craig. Why do we even have you on this show?
I think I skipped over that topic.
It's your topic. It's your character. It's your favorite character.
You're asleep at the switch.
It is my favorite character, and I completely blanked and zoned out. This week's feature character is Luke Cage of the Heroes for Hire Persuasion. One of my absolute favorite characters. He's in my A-Squad every day. Because to me, his powers are really just so freaking good.
Okay, for the uninitiated, why are you referring to him as a member of Heroes for Hire? Who is that?
Yeah, in comic book land, he teams up with Iron Fist all the time, and they were kind of like hired heroes that you could have help you out in New York City.
Hell's Kitchen, specifically, right?
Yes, correct. And hopefully soon to have their own TV show.
Thanks to the fine folks at Netflix and yes. Marvel.
Which, if it's anything like the same people who did Daredevil, that was an excellent show, so right. Really be looking forward to that.
All right, so to the Cage, his three powers. You have the Righteous Uppercut, which is the yellow power, which is a big wind-up and punch, which deals a pretty good amount of damage, plus it adds damage for each of your other allies still in the fight. You have Unbreakable, which is his passive power. At the beginning of every turn, if there are no friendly protect tiles, he creates one, which for mine, I keep maxed out, so it is a strength 268 red protect tile, which means you take 1 point of damage in an awful lot of times. And the black power is my super favorite. It's the jab, jab, cross, which in my head always plays out as click, click, boom every time I click it, because I hear that song in my head every time I hit that button.
Oh, that's super lame. I love it.
Which does the jab does, I don't know, 1,000 points of damage. And then if once you have the jab active, if you follow it up again, you get the jab, jab, cross effect, which then quadruples the damage to well over 4,000 and also stuns the target. So I find that he is super amazing, especially when I'm fighting things like Hulk or... So I don't generate his anger. If you just stun him, the anger doesn't happen. Or the Ms. Marvel, who does her energy absorb. Again, if you stun her, then the energy absorb cannot come instantly or flying back at you.
No, wait a minute. That stun that you're talking about, jab, jab, cross, is stuns?
Yes, at max level, it does stun.
Just on the jab?
No, on the cross.
Oh, okay.
The jab just does damage. Once you have the jab going, all the future crosses do stun.
Yeah, that is the power I do not have with him, so...
Right, it gets even better at max level somehow. That's outrageous.
Yeah. So that's my cage. Do you guys use the cage?
I do not and have never acquired even a single Luke Cage cover to my just undying shame. I want it so bad. The only thing... See, now that you've told me that it stuns, I don't think I agree with you. Luke Cage is just pretty excellent. Because I was thinking, you know, he's already got that one power that does a ton of damage. He's got the one shield power. Why add yet another power that does damage? Why not pepper in something like a stun or a boost? But I was like, I mean, he did. He worked in his own goddamn stun at fifth level.
It's just good.
Yeah, my Luke Cage is currently level 63, and that's as high as I can get him. So don't get to use him too much. Looking forward to getting a few more covers and maybe some ISO so I can level.
Right. All right, so that was the character of the week.
Three-star character of the week.
That is
just
true.
So you know.
Sure. Well, I suppose we already talked about Falcon America, who is the new four-star that came out this week.
Well, we were just talking about Luke Cage in general. I just wanted people to know he is a three-star character.
And if you follow any of the Puzzle Questy forums, the new four-star character...
Oh, yeah.
Which has not been named yet, but everyone knows who it is. Soon to be announced will be Mr. Fantastic coming soon to Puzzle Quest.
Oh, that makes sense.
He's got some wonky powers that we can discuss when he gets officially announced, but one of the weird ones is that one of his powers only works at max level if you have other members of the Fantastic Four in play.
Okay. Now,
so they're kind of forcing you to team him up.
So I like that the Fantastic Four, that they went in... the opposite direction that they did with Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy is 1 4-star and three 3-stars. Mm. And now only Human Torch is a 3-star. The other Fantastic Four are all 4-stars.
Well, there's still no Drax the Destroyer.
Nor will there be.
But, man, there should be.
No need.
But I want to destroy.
poor Drax. No one loves Drax like they should. I feel like, and then that makes me wonder, are they going to come out with a 4-star Johnny Storm?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, but they've already got a 2 and a 3. I don't know.
Right, same thing with Thor. They already had a 2 and a 3.
True.
Then they made Girl Thor.
Yeah, I'm still waiting in my world for both my 4-star Nightcrawler that I insist should happen, and I really want me a 4-star Juggernaut, because he's the Juggernaut. Can we please have a Juggernaut that does a lot of damage?
no one likes the Juggernaut. He's a bum. He's going to be a 1-star for the rest of his life.
I love me Juggernaut. It always makes me sad every time he loses to the exact same effect. Ha-ha, I'm destroying the whole world. Oh, my brother showed up and wrecked my brain.
Oh, I thought you meant in the game. I was like, loses to the same effect. His headbutt power.
Right. His own headbutt.
I was talking in the comic book land where...
Okay.
Charles always shows up and ruins poor Kane. But
right.
All right. Anything else you got this week, guys?
I have nothing remaining. I'm ditching you nerds. No, I'm not. Yeah. You guys are going with me. Never mind.
Yeah, this is true.
Yes, as previously mentioned, we will all be flying to the same island to partake in lots of beverages and foods and cigars, maybe, and some other things.
Right. So we will be back in 2 weeks' time unless we are lost to Caribbean piracy.
That's true. That could happen.
So if you don't hear from us in 2 weeks, call the U.S. Embassy in the Dominican Republic.
All right. Well, then that's everything for this week. We want to thank everyone for joining in. As always, please check for updates at puzzlewarriors3.com. That's the number 3. The podcast is also appearing on iTunes. Any comments, any segments you would like to hear us talk about? There's a contact us section on the webpage. Please check out our fellow podcast on the soon to be named network. Goodbye for now, and may all your travels around the world be as if you were a man without fear. Good night, guys.
Thanks. Goodbye.
See you.